World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Davis. Coming up, FIFA says they'll be investigating Thierry Henry's infamous handball, but they won't have extra referees at the World Cup. The semi-final lineup is complete for the English League Cup as Chelsea go out.
He misses this. Blackburn are through. Here he comes. Straight at the goalkeeper. It's all over. Kakuta went down the middle and Blackburn Rovers celebrate with gusto at Ewood Park.
And we're live in Brazil for the final of the South American Cup. Well, the French striker Thierry Henry is to be investigated by FIFA's disciplinary committee over his handball in the World Cup playoff against the Republic of Ireland. It follows an emergency meeting of the FIFA Executive Committee in Cape Town. FIFA's president, Sepp Blatter, also confirmed that extra officials will not be included on the field of play at next year's World Cup finals, but that an inquiry will be carried out into the benefits of video technology and extra officials. Earlier, our reporter Richard Connolly, who's in Cape Town, said that after the big build-up, no radical decisions were taken.
When we look at what's come out of this, to call it an extraordinary meeting does seem like a bit of an exaggeration. But on the issue of playoffs to decide places at the World Cup finals, which we thought could be scrapped, the committee decided simply that they needed to look a bit more at the issue, presumably to iron out how confederations might divide the places between them if playoffs do get scrapped. On refereeing, as you mentioned, we expected big developments there too. Sepp Blatter spoke about football reaching a crossroads with extra referees in one direction and technology in the other. He actually built the moment up rather superbly and then revealed that the big decision was...
For the World Cup 2010, there is no change in refereeing. We will still have one referee, two assistants, one number four, and perhaps some additional substitutes, but somewhere on a bench.
So no extra referees, Sepp Blatter there. But Richard, what did Mr. Blatter have to say about Thierry Henry and that handball incident?
Well, again, I think if we were expecting a grand gesture from FIFA on the eve of the World Cup draw, and perhaps to illustrate their commitment to fair play, then again, we were disappointed. Instead, the matter was passed to FIFA's disciplinary committee, who will open an investigation into that Henry handball and events before and after the two games between Algeria and Egypt.
Richard Connolly reporting. Well, despite the continued fallout from his now infamous handball, Thierry Henry scored with his head for Barcelona in their Spanish League match at Bottom Club Jerez. Barca won 2-0 to go 5 points clear at the top of La Liga. The fixture was brought forward because of the Club World Cup in Abu Dhabi. The Premier League leaders Chelsea are out of the English League Cup. They were beaten 4-3 on penalties by Blackburn Rovers after the match finished 3-3 after extra time. Watching for the BBC was Darren Fletcher.
It's easy to criticise the Carling Cup and some teams' attitude towards it, but this was the sort of game to renew your faith in the competition. Chelsea arrived without a host of big hitters and trailed at half-time to a Kalinic goal. Ancelotti boldly sent on three substitutes, and within 7 minutes his side were ahead through Drogba and Kalou and cruising. Everton's cross eluded Hilario to set up extra time, with Chelsea down to 10 men after Kalou limped off. Almost immediately, McCarthy scored from the spot after Zhirkov fouled Hoylett, and after numerous chances were wasted by the home side, they were seconds away from the semi-finals, only for Ferreira to equalise in the 123rd minute. And so to penalties. Robinson saved from Ballack and Kakuta, and after a titanic struggle, Rovers will face Aston Villa in the last four.
Well, the other semi-final will be between rivals Manchester United and Manchester City. City made it through to their first domestic cup semi-final since 1981 with a 3-0 home win over Arsenal. Goals from Carlos Tevez, Sean Wright-Phillips and Vladimir Weiss gave City the victory, inflicting more misery on Arsenal, who'd lost 3-0 at home to Chelsea in the Premier League on Sunday. The City boss, Mark Hughes, said that after a long run of draws, it was good to get back to winning ways.
It was real desire in our play, I felt, and there had to be, because we'd obviously frustrated ourselves and frustrated our fans in recent weeks. And I think tonight was a little bit more of a statement. It was more about what we're about, and we got the job done, and it was important to do it with a certain amount of swagger, and I think that's what we did.
Now to Buenos Aires into the final of the South America Cup. Well, LDU of Quito are hoping to hold on to their 5-1 lead in the second leg against Fluminense. Live at the Maracanã is Tim Vickery.
40 minutes gone in the Maracanã and game on. Fluminense 1, LDU 0. The first inroad into that big lead after 13 minutes. Chiquinho shot from long range, taking a cruel deflection past the visiting keeper. And the situation for LDU looking more complicated 5 minutes later. The veteran De La Cruz sent off for a late tackle. The Ecuadorians trying to take the heat out of the game but it's a hot scenario. There's a long way to go. They do still lead 5-2 on aggregates, because with 5 minutes till half-time, it's Women NC1, LDU 0.
Thanks to Tim Vickery. Next to the Europa League, and eight more teams have qualified for the last 32 of Europe's second-tier club competition following Wednesday's penultimate round of matches in groups A to C and G to I. With the details, the BBC's Ed Harry.
Their 2-1 victory away to Timișoara confirmed Ajax as the winners of Group A. Dinamo Zagreb's 1-0 win at Anderlecht means either can still claim the runners-up spot. Hamburg will host this season's final, and the home side is still on course to be playing in it. They're through from Group C following a 2-0 victory over Wednesday's visitors Rapid Vienna. Hapoel Tel Aviv have also qualified despite losing 2-0 at Celtic. Salzburg, with their fifth consecutive victory in the competition, 2-1 at home to Lazio, are the runaway winners of Group G. Villarreal's 2-0 success at Levski Sofia guarantees second place. Lazio are out. Fenerbahce secured their progress and top spot in Group H with a 1-0 victory at FC 20, while Benfica and Everton are the qualifiers from Group I. The Portuguese side, 2-1 winners at Bate Borisov on Wednesday, will finish top with Everton, whom they beat home and away, second, after the Premier League side won by a goal to nil at AEK Athens. Group B was the only one that didn't yield any qualifiers on match day 5.
Now to cricket here on the BBC World Service, and Sri Lanka have the upper hand going into the second day of the third test against India and Mumbai. The tourists will resume on 366 for 8 with Angelo Taylor unbeaten on 86. Tilakaratne Dilshan hit a century on the opening day, his second of the series. The off-spinner Harbhajan Singh was the pick of the Indian bowlers with 4 for 107. Singh says they will have to put in a much better performance in the field to have any chance of winning the test match.
Well, I think we could have bowled a little better than what we did. We did give away a few runs, which by trying so many things, and also we could have been a little better. Third session, we have given a lot of runs. Energy level was a little low. I guess we have to be up for these kind of challenges.
And staying with cricket, there's been no play so far on the first day of the second test between New Zealand and Pakistan at the Basin Reserve in Wellington. Days of heavy rain in the city means some areas of the ground are still not dry. The captains have yet to toss the coin. New Zealand lead the series 1-0. Now, Tiger Woods will be looking to put the recent scandal surrounding his private life behind him after issuing an apology to his family and supporters. The world's number one golfer made the statement on his website following the mysterious car crash at his home on Friday. The BBC's golf correspondent Ian Carter says this experience could change Woods' persona on the golf course for the better.
I think he will become more grateful for any adulation that comes his way on the golf course, and I'm sure it will. He will continue to dominate the game of golf. If you ask me who's the most likely player to win the Masters, I'll have to tell you it's Tiger Woods, and the same applies to the US Open and the Open at St Andrews. He will remain a great golfer, and he will still get support, but I think he may be more accommodating of that support because of what he's gone through here. In a strange way, it humanizes him somewhat, but make no mistake, these are very tough times for him, and we won't see him on a golf course again until at the end of January at the earliest.
Finally, some basketball news for you. In just a week after parting ways with the Memphis Grizzlies and announcing his retirement, Allen Iverson has agreed terms with the Philadelphia 76ers. Before we go, just time for our top story once again, and FIFA's disciplinary committee will investigate Thierry Henry's behaviour at the France-Ireland World Cup playoff last month. The committee will also look at the trouble at the World Cup match between Algeria and Egypt. That's all the latest world sport from the BBC World Service here in London.